This is an iHeart podcast.
Newton Group Transfer. They are here to help you if you're stuck in a timeshare. These stories from people who have these timeshares and can't get out of them, they're shocking. These timeshare companies, not all of them, but so many, they get their hooks into you and you can't give them up. You can't give them up. Or they'll do things like they charge you thousands of dollars. One girl, she got past her timeshare when her mother passed away. She gets past the timeshare, doesn't want the timeshare, doesn't use the timeshare. They tell her she can get out of it for $4,000. She has to come up with a $4,000 check. This is not right. It's unjust. And Newton Group Transfers is here to help you. If you are in a timeshare and want out or know someone who is, call 888-845-3773. That's 888-84-JESSE or go to timesharejesse.com. Newton Group Transfer. They will help you out.
What if everything you've been told is a lie? Trump and Biden are having a mask and no mask war. And finally, which one are you? All that's coming up right now on I'm Right. What do you think about the public execution of innocent children? You, personally. Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing? Do you think it's something we should do society-wide? Just take innocent children and just murder them in front of other people. You're probably against that, right? It's probably something you're against. In fact, the fact I even asked the question probably mortified you a little bit. Maybe right now you're scrambling for the remote. Hear me out. You understand that in several societies throughout history, people did that. And not only did people do it, we're talking about societies like the Aztecs. They would take children, they would march them up to the top of a pyramid, and they would lay them down, and they would carve out their hearts alive. And not only did they do it, they didn't do it in secret. They didn't do it when nobody was watching. Oh, hey, just go kidnap that kid over there and we'll take him up and carve out his heart. They did it in front of everybody. And the entire public stood there and cheered. Woohoo! Another dead kid! And you look at that, and I look at that, and we think to ourselves, okay, well, it's a society of demons. That's pretty much the most horrific thing I've ever even heard of in my life. You're probably cringing right now. I hope I didn't just ruin the dinner you just made. But hear me out. They weren't demons. They were human beings. How could humans in general, in a society, cheer the worst thing in the world? We could probably agree that's at least in the top five, if not number one, worst things in the world. The death of an innocent child on purpose, and yet everybody cheered, everybody yelled. Why? Well, somebody, somewhere along the line, came up with the idea that these children had to die or there would be floods. There would be massive death. There would be chaos. There would be earthquakes. Maybe people would starve. The crops would go away. And everybody went along with it. And here's my question to you. If you could teleport yourself back to that exact moment in time, and you would, of course, you don't want to see the kids, because that really happened to many, many children. You, of course, don't want to see them, but you can look at the crowd, and you could actually go talk to them. Completely safe. Nobody's going to cut out your heart. And you could walk up, and you could be, hey, Mr. Aztec Joe, who told you that that would make it rain? How many people do you think could tell you the origin of that? Where it began? Who came up with the idea? Because he'd probably say something like, "Wow, the priest. The priest said it would." Okay, who told him? His priest, his dad. Okay, who told him? Who told him? Who told him? And as long as you go back the line, the beginning, who found this out? Do you think anybody? Do you think a single person in that crowd cheering as a child dies could actually tell you? Weird, isn't it? Weird to imagine that actually happened. But is it that weird? That was one example in 1,000 I could have given you in the history of mankind, of societies agreeing on something horrific, agreeing to do something horrific because we have to. Okay, what do you mean you have to? Well, we have to, or people are going to die. Okay, well, who said that? This guy said that. Okay, well, who told him that? I'm sure he read. He's read some stuff. He went to college. And other people, a lot of people were saying, okay, which people? Well, I don't know. You get these answers. You get these answers all the time when you dare to question what we as a society have completely done to ourselves. And I'm asking you, let me ask you this right now. You're watching. You're a politically involved person. You're undoubtedly on social media. You probably watch cable news every night, listen to the radio. You probably listen to my show. I mean, who doesn't? Social distancing. Who came up with that term? Do you know? Do you even know? Social distancing. Now, tell me, who, one, came up with the term, two, decided that would prevent coronavirus? I'll give you a second. Don't know, do you? Do you think maybe you should know? Have you looked around at society today? Have you looked at it's on TV commercials for corporations. The NFL draft has an infomercial about it. It's in have you been outside? It's been every single restaurant, 6 feet apart. In this building, this very building where I'm doing my TV show from, I get on an elevator that is 5 feet wide and the sign in the middle of it says stay 6 feet apart. I kid you not. It's in every restaurant. It's in every department store. It's in every TV commercial. It's in every news channel. Every single one. Social distancing. We're social distancing. Are you social distancing? 6 feet away. 6 feet. You better stay 6 feet away. Who decided that was okay? Who decided that that was a solution at all? And let's say some really, really smart person did decide that that's what we have to do. Do all the smart people say the same thing? I'm about to give you a little hint. There are a lot of really smart, highly educated people that say that's completely wrong. We've completely reordered every single part of our society, every single part of how we live, based on what? Based on what? Even if you're a believer, you may be. The numbers show you probably are. Maybe you're a social distancing master. Don't you think you should know why? Who? Do you think you should look at the other side? Do you think when somebody suggests to you, oh, this doctor said this, well, this doctor in the same field said it the exact opposite, do you think maybe you should hear both? I think we should hear both. And yet, you look around you. We've completely remade America. We've remade America on social distancing. We've remade America on masks. I see perfectly healthy people walking around outside wearing masks by themselves. I've seen people in their car driving down the road all alone wearing a mask. Are you people completely idiotic? You can laugh all day long. Ah, man, I can't believe those Aztecs. What a bunch of barbarian dummies. What monsters. You would have been one of them. If you drive around in your car by yourself with a mask on your face, you would have been, had you been born then, standing at the bottom of that pyramid saying, kill him! Kill that kid! We have to make it rain! Because you don't think. It's time we as a society stop being sheep and think. And by the way, half the people who are lecturing you about wear a mask, social distance, wear a mask, better wear a mask, half of them are lying anyway. They don't practice it anyway. Have you seen this video from MSNBC?
So the people there are just not worried about it, Cal? Are they not worried about their own personal safety?
I haven't met anybody who is. I met some folks actually from Lake Geneva who lived in the area. They were staying a few miles outside of town where I were. And they said they're worried about it. They're worried about that second spike. They're worried about folks coming in from Chicago. But they'll quickly add, at the same time, this is a place that relies on that business. I think people here want a little bit more funding when it comes to these programs so that they could stay closed. But again, I think people felt like the Supreme Court made the decision here in Wisconsin that it was time to open up. But you can see here, just around. Nobody's wearing them. Nobody's,
including the cameraman.
There you go, including the cameraman. Yeah. Katie.
Striking images. Cal Perry. Cal, thank you very much. And Kathy Park, you are...
One of my favorite TV moments of all time. He catches the guy. I know the audio is a little hard to hear. He says, well, neither is your cameraman. Half your crew's not wearing them. The guy said it out loud. As the guy sits there with his mask on, these people, look at them. They don't even have masks. They're trying to murder everyone. And the camera dude, the dude holding the camera, doesn't have a mask on. We saw that idiot reporter, I believe she was with CNN a couple weeks ago. In the press conference, in the White House press briefing, Trump gets done. Of course, they all have their masks on now. We're on camera. Well, we have to mask up. And Trump gets up and leaves. She stands up and takes her mask off and walks around. Jeez. You don't have to believe the big lie. You know that, right? I understand that this doctor said so, and this TV channel said so, and this person said so, and uh-oh, we got Facebook posts, and they say so, and everybody says so, and the doctors say so. It's just, that's what we have to do. You understand you're still allowed to think for yourself, right? You're still allowed to question things. In fact, you should. If you ever get to a point where everybody agrees with you, that should be a moment where you pause and say, am I doing something wrong here? Stop being a sheep. Otherwise, you end up treating people like this.
Get out! Get out!
Yeah,
grown ass
woman
that
acts like a dirty ass kid.
What do you think?
That wasn't in some foreign land. That was in the United States of America. That was in Staten Island. Now, if I were to ask any one of those people screaming at that woman for not wearing a mask, if I were that 3 months ago, if I were to ask them, is it okay to gather around and scream at a woman to intimidate her out of a grocery store, they all would have said no, each and every one of them. They would have been mortified at the mere suggestion that they would be capable of doing such a thing. But what happened? Well, this guy said we have to. And then that guy said we have to, and everybody else is doing it, and the news said we have to, and we have to, right? We have to. I mean, look, what the kid's got to die, or it's not going to rain. Take no pleasure in it. Sorry, kiddo. Good luck under the knife. It's you. Do not, under any circumstances, ever, ever, ever be that person. All of that probably made you uncomfortable, but I'm right. Now, you still need a good night's sleep. And you don't need one once a week when you're all of a sudden a zombie and can't move anymore. You need a good night's sleep every single night. It's probably time you get an ebb sleep. You've heard me talk about it endlessly. How many times do I have to tell you? It's not something you ingest. It's not putting more garbage in your body. It's a wearable device that applies precise, continuous cooling to your forehead, which does, well, it takes care of that big problem you have. Your thoughts. You go through the same thing I go through. You lay down and you can't turn your mind off. This helps you turn your mind off so you can go to sleep. Go to tryebb.com/Jesse. That's tryebb.com/Jesse. Use the promo code Jesse at checkout. Get you $25 off. We are really, really, really living in some interesting times. And it goes a lot more than, you know, a lot further than the social distancing and masks. Think about what's still ahead of us right now. We have a lot of reopening still to do. We have 50 million people unemployed. We have a huge, and I mean gigantic, potential political scandal right there on the horizon. The Barr-Durham investigation, that's still happening, and it does not appear, from the rumors we're hearing, it does not appear like it's just going to be a gigantic dud. It looks like some people are going to get charged with crimes. And let us not forget, Barack Obama was president during all this. Joe Biden was vice president during all this.
Not one single whisper of scandal.
Not one.
Not one single whisper.
The nation's capital was alive with talk of scandal today.
Questions for the White House this morning about whether it knew the truth about the Benghazi terror attack.
Politifact is out with its Lie of the Year award, and they named President Obama and his claim that, quote, if you like your health plan, you can keep it, as the winner.
And he says he did not know the IRS was singling out conservative groups until the news broke.
Obama administration secretly airlifted $400 million in cash to Iran.
The political storm that erupted today over an undercover government operation gone very wrong.
The Obama administration's $500 million loan to Solyndra.
Five detainees were active Taliban fighters.
Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans were
killed. Widespread manipulation of appointment wait times.
Not one single whisper of scandal.
That's all true. That's fine and dandy, but there's still another one coming. That's what's so incredible about all this. And the more we find out, the more we find out about the FISA abuse by the FBI, about the illegal, apparently, the illegal wiretapping of the Trump, you know, campaign by Obama's FBI, well, Joe Biden was there too. Do I think Joe Biden was leading some nefarious scheme? I don't think Joe Biden could lead a Cub Scout troop across the street to get some old lady's mail for her. Joe Biden can't lead anything, but his name is attached to it, right? It doesn't look good. And this is on top of Joe Biden's other problems. And before we even get into this Charlemagne the God thing and the mask-wearing thing, you realize how quickly November's here? We're pretty much at June, July, August, September, October. That's less than a year, and it's election time, baby. Or less than 6 months. It's way less than a year. Shut up. I went to community college. Less than 6 months, less than half a year, we're having an election. And Joe Biden, he can't think, he can't talk, and we still have this huge investigation. Democrats are in a real pickle, and they're in a pickle because of this. If the economy was still 2-3% unemployment, they wouldn't be in a pickle because whoever they ran was going to get crushed. They have an opportunity here. You don't have to like it. Don't yell at me. Okay, it's not my fault. The truth is 40-50 million Americans unemployed means there's a chance Donald Trump is a one-term president. There is. Everybody knows this. And Democrats are stuck with this freaking guy. And now we have that Charlemagne the God video where Biden comes out and clearly says, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. And then this was Biden's explanation.
My question for you is about what some supporters say they're worried about, which is that all of this could end up hurting the enthusiasm that you really need to win among black voters.
Well, first of all, it was a mistake, number one. And I was smiling when he asked me the question. I was, you know, I shouldn't have been such a wise guy with him. He was being a wise guy, and I responded.
Let's just say something really quickly. That's actually true. The guy was saying something to Biden. Biden thought he was kind of kidding. I don't think he was kidding, but Biden thought he was kind of kidding. And so Biden just takes... Look, I don't take offense to things. That didn't offend me either. So he was. He was just trying to be a smart aleck about the whole thing. But it looks bad. It looks bad that Joe Biden never has a decent explanation for anything. He never has an explanation at all for some major things. You remember the Hunter Biden stuff. Realize we've never had an explanation for that that's any good other than Joe Biden said, no one says he did anything wrong. Everybody says he did something wrong. What are you talking about? That's not an explanation. That's not an explanation. And now we have Trump retweeting an image of Joe Biden. The image was simply this. Joe Biden out in public wearing a mask. Now, why would Trump do that? Well, here's Trump's explanation.
Now, Biden can wear a mask, but he was standing outside with his wife, perfect conditions, perfect weather. They're inside, they don't wear masks. And so I thought it was very unusual that he had one on, but I thought that was fine. I wasn't criticizing him at all. Why would I ever do a thing like that?
Well, yeah, he was. Obviously he was. He was making fun of him, and he should. That was one of those completely, you know, what do they call that? A backhanded compliment. I would never make fun of him for being an idiot and wearing a mask. Why would I make fun of him for looking stupid? Yeah, that's kind of one of those. But you're going to think I'm wrong about this. You're going to yell. It does matter. It does matter. In the minds of the American people, when you are voting on the commander-in-chief, when you are voting on the leader of your nation, appearance matters. Strength matters. There's a reason we really haven't had any short ones in the televised era. Sorry, if you're one of those little midgets, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean to you. The truth is that appearance matters, the appearance of power. Hillary Clinton didn't have anything to do with her gender. She stood up there every single time, coughing her lungs out, falling down the stairs, and you all remember, they had to carry her and chuck her in the back of that van like a sack of potatoes when she passed out in public. I say that lost her the election. Appearance matters. Appearance of strength matters. And I am not telling you never wear a mask. Maybe you're vulnerable. Maybe you want to. Maybe you love the mask. Maybe you're old, but whatever. It's not about the mask. Wearing the mask in the minds of people is not a display of strength. It is not. And Trump, to his credit, you remember it was this little mini controversy the other day when he was at the Ford plant and Trump's standing there and the Ford guys are all in the masks and Trump's standing away from him and he's not in the mask and the media, of course, comes out both barrels, guns blazing. He didn't wear the mask. How could Trump not wear the mask? Trump gets it. He does get it. This is a man who's been in high-level business meetings his entire adult life around the globe. Appearance matters. You don't walk in wearing a mask. Dangerous or not, Commander-in-Chief can't wear a mask in public. Sorry. All right, we got more. Hang on. Joining me now, Savannah Hernandez, reporter and producer for Action 7 News on YouTube. Savannah, I see Americans screaming at people for not wearing a mask in a grocery store. I see Americans wearing a mask when they drive by themselves in a vehicle somewhere. And I wonder, what has happened to my country? Or have we always been like this? And this is just revealing, this is human nature.
Right. So I'm actually hosting a show this week. And yesterday, my segment and my show was dedicated to the face mask hysteria, because it's so ridiculous. And I think you put out a tweet earlier this week basically saying, if you're still wearing a face mask, you deserve to get a wedgie. And I thought it was hilarious because it's kind of true. I mean, what are we doing out here, folks? If you do 5 to 10 minutes of research on Google, on DuckDuckGo, whatever browser you want to, you can see that Dr. Fauci himself said face masks were not necessary or not essential, especially if you're a healthy person. The CDC said this exact same thing. The US Surgeon General came forward and said this. The numerous virologists and people who study diseases have come out and said this. But for some reason, we're all still wearing our face masks. And if you don't wear one, it's because you're privileged, it's because you're a bad person, and it's because you don't care about other people's health. Even though many virologists, sorry, I'm going on this whole rant here because the masks just triggered me, Jesse. You triggered me, thank you. We're 2 minutes into this and I'm already so pissed. So he was a doctor from UC Berkeley. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he basically said that it's counterintuitive to wear a face mask because you're gonna be touching your face more. And also because there's something that's blocking your breathing, you're breathing in heavier or more forcefully, bringing in more microbes towards your face and bringing out more microbes out of your face mask because your typical surgical face mask is not snug to your face. So it's ridiculous. And anyone who's still wearing a mask right now is obviously voting for Joe Biden November 3rd, let's be honest.
All right, Savannah, I agree with you. So explain it to me then, because you're right. There's endless amounts of information out there of people arguing with it. Even if you're a hardcore face mask person, that's fine. But there is a ton of information from people out there saying, that's really stupid, it's counterintuitive, it's actually counterproductive, but yet that's the society we now live in now. There's a social distancing tape mark in my grocery store floor, there's a social distancing mark in the elevator, there's social distancing in the daggone bathroom. I was just in a public restroom, they had one of the urinals cut off and the other one not because of social distancing. How did it catch on so much and get cemented in society so fast?
I think that what this pandemic really did was reveal that so many people were willing to choose fear over their freedom, basically. And that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. And this was a very unfortunate thing, and I saw it even within our own conservative party. There were many people who bowed down to the government as soon as they said we needed to lock down because Dr. Fauci said so. We saw that initially 2.2 million people were supposed to die from the coronavirus. Those were the projections that led to our economic shutdown, that led to 39 million Americans being unemployed, and that never came to fruition. And again, that's what it is. People have chosen to let fear dictate their lives. People have chosen to put fear over their freedom, and they've chosen to put their faith and hope in the government and in one man, Dr. Fauci. I don't understand why, because again, there's already been so many times where he's proven himself wrong time and time again. So it's such a sad thing to see. And I actually went and interviewed a bar owner in Odessa earlier this month. And one thing that she said really stuck out to me, and that was this. She said, I trusted my government, but boy, was I wrong. I never should have shut down my business. And she was the bar owner who was basically swatted. Her local sheriff brought a huge tank to her bar. And this clip went viral, so I'm sure you saw it. And the police held them up at gunpoint because she reopened her bar. It was ridiculous.
How is she doing now? I did see it. In case people forget, that's the one they drove the big tan MRAP up there and those SWAT guys, which, let's be generous, anybody who saw that knows those aren't actual SWAT guys, held the people at gunpoint. I'm sure they either arrested her or cited her. Is she opened back up? Is she wiped out? Is she bankrupt? How's she doing now?
I'm not sure how she's doing now, but I do believe the last time that I did speak with her, she was going to keep her bar reopened because she didn't want to adhere to these lockdown orders because she did feel like they were ridiculous. She said that she had reopened because she needed to pay her bills because her bartenders were hungry. They had kids that they needed to feed, and they weren't making any money. They weren't able to pay their rent. They weren't able to live a normal life because they weren't able to go to work. And at the end of the day, that's what this comes down to as well, is this overreach of government and them shutting us down and locking us down. They led us to this economic destruction. And now they're trying to pit Americans against Americans, going back to the whole face mask argument. You know, they're trying to pit us against each other to try to get us to blame each other for this pandemic and for where we are now, when it's really the fault of our government.
Who's she mad at? Is she mad? Is she just sad? And look, if it's Trump, tell me it's Trump. If it's Greg Abbott, the governor here, if it's the mayor, is it just in general? Who's she mad at?
I'm not sure. Like the bartender owner or me specifically? I'm sorry.
The bar owner.
Okay. Honestly, I think the government overall, Governor Abbott for sure, just because he did initially push these lockdowns on Texans. But of course, as we saw people begin to get arrested, as we saw people get jailed, he began to lift those restrictions. Shelley Luther in Dallas, she was jailed for a few days because she reopened her salon up there. But Greg Abbott, our AG over here, decided to release her. And Greg Abbott has now decided to start lifting a lot of those restrictions and lockdowns. So this was in early May when I interviewed her, and she was not happy with Abbott, I would say, and probably President Trump too, just because of some of the ways that he has implemented these lockdowns. But again, it does really go into each individual state and each individual governor. And mayor, even, in each city.
Savannah, you're a resident of Texas. Are you concerned about Californians fleeing their idiot governor and coming over here? I get conflicted on this somewhat. Obviously, I want more people in Texas who believe in freedom. I don't want more just angry business owners coming here and turning our state from red to blue, which has happened time and time again. We open up, California's screwing themselves, they come screw us along the way. How do you feel?
I feel the same way. I think that it is a great thing that a lot of people are waking up and they're leaving California now. Obviously, it's a state with bad policies, incredibly high taxes, a bad governor who is implementing a lot of really strict lockdowns, as we've seen. And so naturally, people are going to leave that state. They're not going to want to live underneath that. But yes, that is a very big fear of mine, that these people are going to start coming to Texas. And I think my big fear with it too is, for example, Elon Musk. He said that earlier this month that he was going to move to Texas. He was going to move his factories potentially to Texas because of how restrictive it was in California. Now, the people who work for Elon Musk and Tesla, not all of them are going to be moving to Texas if he moved his business because they don't like California. It's because his business moved over here. So that's my concern with it, is if these businesses start moving to Texas, the people who work for them, who don't necessarily, or who hadn't necessarily left their state because they didn't agree with the policies, are now going to be coming over here. They're going to be implementing these very liberal policies by voting people into office who, again, are very anti-Texas. For example, we have Mayor Adler here in Austin. Our homeless issue is getting ridiculous. I had to move to a new apartment because the tent cities outside of my apartment were getting crazy, and there was a homeless guy on the street that every single day at noon would just punch the air and flip cars off. And I was like, you know, as a young woman living alone, maybe I should try to find a new neighborhood. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's what each different Democratic city ends up looking like. So that's my concern with Californians moving to Texas.
Savannah Hernandez, thank you for your time. Glad you got to talk to me.
Thanks, Jesse.
It's a concern, people. It is a concern. I see everybody cheering these governors, like Governor Abbott, of, yeah, come here, we want your business. She brings up a good point. Everybody that works for him is a Republican? Going to come over here and vote Republican? Be careful what you wish for. All right, we got more. Hang on. Joining me now, former congressman and current dean of business at Liberty University, Dave Brack. Congressman, I'm going to ask you some very stupid questions today, which as often as you come on the show, I know is no surprise for you. First of all, and I know this is a dumb question, but I'm dumb. What's Hong Kong?
Well, that's a good question. And the answer has changed this week. It used to be independent under UK, under the Brits. Then they made a deal with China that there'd be a 50-year agreement last year. And that new process was called One Country, Two Systems. But now this week, China has made an announcement that makes it look like it's going to be one country, meaning communist China, one system, and they're sending the thugs in. And so I'm sure that'll lead to the next question.
It does. What what does the next thing mean that China wants? What does one country, two systems mean? So Hong Kong's a separate country? It's not a separate country. Is it just a town? Is it a town and a country? How did they even exist that connected?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, it shows you what it's not a function of the Chinese, right? The Chinese, Taiwanese, and the Chinese in Hong Kong have excelled with human rights and law and free markets and modeled themselves after the Western tradition. And now China's made it clear that's not going to go on. And so Xi Jinping, I mean, it's just a matter of the timing here. I thought they're going to have to wait at least another 5 or 10 years before they turned the tables and started getting so aggressive. But there may be so much unrest in China right now and pressure against Xi Jinping, the head of the Communist Party, that he's ramping it up because he doesn't have an alternative. And so now that the pressure is going to come on President Trump and the United States and the whole world is looking for a response here. Because if we don't stand up for them, they're going to push and push and poke and see if they can get by with the economic cyber info war that they're currently pursuing. And they want to know, where's the U.S. Going to call their bluff? And if we don't call their bluff, boy, it's going to be tricky. Just by coincidence, there's a news story. India is amassing troops along its Chinese border today as well. So China's poking there as well. So this isn't just a one-off. This is, they've been doing the Belt and Road, buying United Nations votes around, you know, sub-Saharan Africa, around the rim, the trading, the old Silk Road trading path. And it's very strategic. They're very smart, very strategic, very stealthy, and very evil and totalitarian.
Okay, so what is this breaking news? I'm still trying to figure out what happened today with Hong Kong. So I see breaking news here and breaking news here, and I can't figure out, so is Hong Kong gone? Now Hong Kong's just part of China? What actually happened today?
Well, China announced that they're going to bring in, you know, the whole new set of Chinese security precautions. And so they've made a calculated decision here, right? China has basically decided that it's better to have total political control with the thumbs down on Hong Kong. And they're willing to forego the economic benefit that Hong Kong brings them, which I cannot fathom, because Hong Kong washes out all the U.S. dollars they need, right? Hong Kong has been their hub for gathering U.S. dollars to finance China. And this is going to make it very difficult on the U.S. The U.S. is going to most likely have to make a decision and disallow not only China, but we're going to probably end up having to kick Hong Kong out of most favored nations status. And that'll be a huge deal.
Sorry to interrupt you. What does that mean? They're funneling U.S. dollars. How are U.S. dollars getting to Hong Kong? Why are they getting to Hong Kong? And then why are they going from Hong Kong to China? Explain.
Well, it's just a huge trading hub that a lot of goods and services from China flow through Hong Kong. And then Hong Kong has the credibility and a free market you know, record and human rights record that we can live with. So we're much more comfortable doing trades through Hong Kong. And, you know, in the past, we've been turning a blind eye toward China and kind of maybe using Hong Kong as an excuse. But now China's coming after the whole thing, and Taiwan is next, right? And so China has their 2049 100th anniversary coming up. And China has done the math, and they know that Americans have at most a 15-year memory horizon based on the Tiananmen Square massacre. And we've basically forgot what happened, and we're back to normal with China after 15 years. And so the old math used to be China knows they have to take Taiwan basically by 2035, right? That's 15 years prior to 2049, so that you know, that we'll have resolved that supposedly under the old logic with China by 2049, where at which point they want to declare they are the world's hegemon, the sole superpower in the world, and that the U.S. by then will be clearly in second place, distantly, because we couldn't keep up with them.
You mentioned Xi Jinping potentially being in trouble in China. Not that I think we have much clear intelligence on that, because let's be honest, it's China. But I think in the minds of most people, and I'll be honest, certainly in my tiny mind, I picture Xi Jinping sitting up there on some fancy Chinese throne as the all-powerful commander, and he's never in trouble. Why would he be in trouble? Who's he in trouble from?
Well, that's part of the new peace in Hong Kong, right? They're bringing in the security apparatus and the cameras and the you know, the social score stuff. And so it's a matter of how long can Xi Jinping sit on that nice red plush throne when you got 1.4 billion people that are, you know, day by day by day. Steve Bannon has a show called War Room Pandemic, right? And they're blasting that through the Chinese firewall. And, you know, the Chinese scientists are going from the West back home. And so little by little, their population is learning, hey, you can't believe what it's like outside this country, guys. They have freedom and they get to do what they want. And you can't believe, they have no idea, right? Our fight is not with the Chinese people. They're decent people. Confucius ethics, Buddhist ethics, et cetera. But the CCP, the Communist Party, is totalitarian and brutal beyond comprehension, and we need to free the Chinese people so they can have good lives like we do.
Why does Hong Kong give money to China? How does that work? If they're separate, we see the protests on TV, we see them going at each other, and yet you mentioned Hong Kong's wealth. It sounds like you're saying Hong Kong's wealth helps fuel the Chinese communist machine. How?
Yeah, it's not so much their wealth. It's just the rest of the world does not want to deal with Chinese currency. They don't trust it. It's all funny money. none of their firms. This is other breaking news this week too, right? But the President Trump is moving against Chinese firms because they don't have to be audited to be on our financial markets, which most Americans don't know, right? So like Alibaba is based in the Caribbean islands. And if you own shares in that, you don't know what's on their balance sheet. You don't know the profit statement. It's all backed by law by the Chinese communist system. So it's all funny money, right? So no one trusts that. So a lot of the dollars just flow through Hong Kong as the trading mechanism. It's not like Hong Kong is making all the money and sending it to China, but they're just a trading and shipping hub that does all the financial transactions that are more credible than having to go through Beijing, right? Which no one trusts.
Congressman Dave Brat, Dean of Business at Liberty University. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you, Jesse. Great to be on.
There are some interesting times coming, people. And I, for one, am looking forward to it. All right, hang on. Speaking of mask or no mask, we found what is, well, one of the funniest parody videos I've seen in quite some time. Take a step back, take a moment. There's enough bad news out there. Laugh for a minute.
Shoot. What's up, man? Oh, hi there. Why'd you walk around me, dude? Oh, it's just you're not wearing a mask, so I didn't want to risk my life. Oh, are you facial profiling me right now? No, it's just I care about humanity, and you obviously don't care if people die, so. Wow, I didn't know sheep could speak English. Sheep. That's you. You're a sheep. Do you even watch the news 24 hours a day? I don't believe in news. You're literally killing someone every time you breathe. Hey, I'm not going to wear a face diaper, okay? Hey, are you mask shaming me? I'm just saying, if you wear a mask, you're a communist. Well, anyone who doesn't wear a mask is a racist.
What?
I believe in science, okay? You probably never wear condoms either.
You're probably wearing a condom right now.
Actually, I'm wearing two right now. But I do that anyways. You're wearing a mask outside? Didn't know you hate America. Well, you probably have less than an hour to live, so I hope you enjoy it. We'll enjoy it. Government can't tell me what to do. Jesus. Who are you voting for this year? Alyssa Milano? Yeah, who are you voting for? Thanos? Actually, Thanos made some pretty good points.
I lost it when he dumped the vitamin C in the mask. All right. We're going to do this again tomorrow. I'll see you then. Your holster is way more important than you think it is. It's just way more important than you think it is. What, look, and I get that. The holster's not the sexy part of carrying firearms, right? You want to talk about your weapon and your ammunition. You want to talk about your safety training. You want to talk about how you did at the range. Oh, look at my groups. I was doing these failure drills today. And all that stuff's really important. I mean, really, really important. I'm not discounting that. But I've known so many people who do all those things. They take all the necessary steps, and then they carry with a holster they bought from a big box hunting store that was made 1,000 at a time. Please, don't put your life in one of those holsters. You need to trust Northwest Retention Systems because it's all custom-made gear. It's the only thing I carry around. NWRetention.com. That's NWRetention.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Get you 10% off.
This is an iHeart podcast.